So this idea of a percept or perception comes from the idea of rule of action. So perception is instinctively knowing what to do and doing it. That's kind of what perception is, if we take that older meaning. But in our modern usage, it's become rather more passive. You know, like we talk about it in terms of objects arriving in the sensory field of our consciousness, if you like. But I just thought it was very interesting that the original meaning has to do with doing, not with perceiving as we understand it today. So it was perceiving as to action, not perceiving as to interesting, if you like. So in the first volume of the Arcana, it talks about proprium, and it talks about three different kinds of proprium: that which is of those who are natural, that which is of those who are spiritual, and that which is of those who are of a celestial quality. And this has to all do with belief in oneself. That's the common theme across all of them. So the natural has no sense of anything other than itself. The spiritual, in terms of their lived experience, live from themselves, but have teaching and so can acknowledge intellectually that the feeling of self that they have is something that flows in, but they don't live from that belief so much as just are able to acknowledge it intellectually. They're still in the delight of their own sense of self, their own life. The celestial quality is one of being in the fully lived experience that the Lord alone has life. And they are granted a proprium, which they don't actually want, but is necessary for their life to live as what is at least a sense of separation from the divine. So with the spiritual, which is the condition that we are dealing with in these readings, right? We're dealing with the spiritual church. They are saved by the coming of the Lord, or they are saved by the opening of the word as to its internal sense, because the internal sense of the word provides the principles that can govern the natural and keep it in its proper place and order. So that's what is necessary for that condition, which is called the spiritual church. It needs instruction and a building up in those principles through practice in order to have what is termed charity much more fully present at the level of their awareness in the natural part of their being. So the whole thing in this reading, because there's a heavy emphasis here on falsities, is because it is falsities that fill the mind. I am a self. All those things are there. So whatever flows in animates those belief structures, and they appear to be true to us because they feel right. So when it comes to love, until the things of the word are built up and form the structure of the new mind, love is a very, our understanding of what that is quite obscure. So we have to function from the principles that we are given in order to maintain a state where we can at least have some degree of being able to examine what's flowing in and those impulses and give reflection to our motivations. That's what brings about a purification of the mind.